News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, just shy out of 9 out of 10 Irish adults are happy or will be happy to use the pension auto-enrolment scheme when it is rolled out. That's according to new research from financial advisors Ask Acorn. However, they are warning that people should be fully aware of what they're signing up for. Robert Whelan, financial advisor with Rockwell Financial Management, joins us. By the way, if you want to get any questions in for Robert on this particular pension auto-enrolment scheme issue, give us a text 087 1400 106. We'll try and get them to you. Is it finally going to happen? First question, Robert.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Yeah, I believe it is. So there have been more false dawns than the Children's Hospital, but they are proposing that it will go live on the 1st of January with a launch date of the full terms and conditions by the 30th of September.
Okay, so why has it been done? What's the advantage? Is it a good idea?
It fundamentally is a brilliant idea. What we have in this country is a massive deficit in pension provision in what we'd say the private sector. So if you're in the public sector, you've been automatically enrolled.
You get you get half your salary.
Absolutely,
and a
lump sum
at the start.
It's a very generous pension scheme, and there's been that gap between the public and the private sector for a long time. So they're trying to address that gap. And particularly where they're trying to address the gap is in sectors or industries where, let's just say, there isn't a history of providing an occupational pension scheme and all company pensions. So anyone working for a bank or a pharmaceutical business or financial services, you know, there would have always been a company pension scheme in place.
Yeah.
But smaller businesses in particular would have never put that provision in. So it is a solution for people who find themselves in that gap.
Okay, how will it work?
So the theory is, now how it will work is effectively that if your company doesn't have access or isn't currently promoting an occupational, doesn't have its own pension scheme in place, and you are not a member of that scheme, this is very important. So if your company has a scheme and you're not a member of it, you will be automatically enrolled by a payroll deduction from January 2026, okay, into this scheme. 1.5% of your salary will be taken as a contribution. Your employer will top it up by 1.5%, and the government will top it up by 0.5%, by 1%, should I say, sorry. So that what that means is you're getting 7% into your pension pot, and it's costing you 3% of your pay. So to keep it, so in terms of real terms, if you've 1,000 euro, if keep it safe, I suppose, if 2,000 euros of a salary, okay, 3% is 600 quid of a month, or 60 quid a month, right, for you. 3%, which is 60 quid from your employer, and then 1%, 20 quid of a top up from the government. Mm. And that will go in every month via payroll deduction.
Okay. And can you opt out?
Yes. So there is a scheme whereby after 6 months, you can notify your employer. And this is going to be run by the Department of Social Protection under a particular unit called the National Automatic Enrolment Retirement Savings Administration.
So it's well done for remembering that.
It's a new department. So you will notify them via your MyGovID. They're proposing that all of this will be managed by your MyGovID system.
So you can opt out. I suppose the hope would be that people won't opt out, that they'll say, oh, it's too much trouble. And anyway, this is probably a good thing.
Yeah, so you can opt out. But then if you remain opted out, pardon my English there, after 2 years, you will be automatically put back in.
Okay.
And you'll have to do another 6 months, because what they're trying to do is to capture the people who would have opted out but may have regretted it. So they're going to put you back in after 2 years and you'll do another 6 months, and then you can opt out again.
Okay, questions coming in already on this, Ciara?
Loads of questions coming in for you, Robert, including, if I already have a pension, do I need to opt out of auto-enroll?
No, you don't, because it should be automatically done by the NASRA, if I've got that right, by the department. Yeah, no.
So your pension that you have is already kind of rolled into it in some way?
What they're basically saying is that if you have a private pension that you're funding it not through payroll, okay, that you will be opted in. But what in briefings we have been at, they have said that if you notify the NASRA that you have your own private pension coming out, say a direct debit from your bank, you can opt out of the auto enrollment scheme.
So does that mean you do have to opt out?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do have to opt out. Yeah. Another question: with auto enrollment, can I transfer it to another pension if I get another job with a company with a pension scheme in place?
Under the current rules, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
It will stay in situ within the what's called a My Future Fund.
Okay, and another one, can self-employed people do this?
Self-employed people are not eligible. So one of the key criteria is that you must be an employee. You must be earning at least 20,000 euros in a calendar year. You must be aged between 23 and 60. And how they're going to determine eligibility is PRSI class. So if you're self-employed, you pay a different PRSI class than you would as an employee. So no, you're not covered.
Okay.
Do you still get the state pension on top of it?
Absolutely, 100%. This doesn't affect, this is akin to having your own private pension. So you get it on top of your state pension benefits.
So what are the challenges as far as you're concerned in relation to this?
Listen, it's a brilliant idea and it does capture a segment of the market that isn't currently covered. The main three challenges I would see with it are contribution levels. So the way they're tiering it is it's 1.5% of your salary for the first 3 years. Then that goes up to 3%, then 4.5%. And then after 10 years, so in the year 2036, auto enrollment will be 6% of your salary, 6% an employer contribution and 2% from the state. Okay. The challenge I have with it is that if an employee wants to save more under the current scheme, they can't. So if someone says, well, I'd like to save 5%, you can't today.
Inflexible in that regard.
Give us
the other two challenges.
The other two would be the tax relief. So if you're a top rate taxpayer, auto enrollment would not be as favourable to you in terms of the tax relief that you would get.
Is that because you only get it at 20%?
You're getting it at 25% versus you would have got it at 40% in an occupational pension scheme. And the third challenge is the eligible salary. They're only covering salaries up to 80,000 euros. So if you have a salary above 80,000, that portion of your salary would not be covered by auto enrollment.
Okay. All right. But overall, a good scheme.
Brilliant scheme.
All right. Robert Whelan, thanks indeed for explaining that. Robert Whelan, financial advisor with Rockwell Financial Management. Thank you for coming in to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.